FM 90.3 WJTL, Katie Nicole in Jesus' Name. Before that, Need to Breathe. And the Holcombs with Survival. Good morning to you at 7:05.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday, friends. Here's what's happening. Lisa Lannis is playing Your Requests and Dedications Fridays at 5. You can listen for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com. You can post your requests on Facebook each Friday afternoon for the Friday Requests and Dedication Hour. Happens at 5 right here on FM 90.3 WJTL.
This morning, our very special guest, the founder and executive director of the Cracked Pot Coffee Shop, Emily Schmidt. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here. Thank you for coming. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I think that I have hopefully a little boy that woke up in time to hear me, to my son, Miller. The other two, I'm not sure if they're awake, but if they are, good morning, you guys.
Yeah, so great to have you here. Tell us about the Crackpot Coffee Shop, because I love what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are located in Mechanicsburg, off of Route 15, and we are a nonprofit coffee shop. That we have all the great things that a local community coffee shop would, but our mission and our heart behind what we do is to serve and support and mentor youth, young adults that are aging out of the foster care system or have aged out of the foster care system.
Wow. Yeah, and there's really nothing once they age out as far as support goes, right?
Yeah, I mean, once they can age out at 18 on their own, they decide to do that, or they can stay in the system till 21. But we have found that, you know, a lot of times there are not a whole lot of support. There's support, but there's not the people. There's not the mentors, the people, the family that come alongside of them the way that our, you know, my parents did. Unfortunately, they don't know how to do a lot of the things on their own. And so it's just a very sad and lonely and scary time for a lot of them.
And I love how God planted in your heart to have a coffee shop since you were 12. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, you know, God is funny the way he does things.
Yes, he is.
And you grow up and you turn into an adult and you look back and you're like, okay, wow, I can see how your hand was in all of that, even from a young age. And so from a young age, I loved serving. I spent a lot of my years in the restaurant business serving, and always kind of had a dream to have a coffee shop. And so fast forward all these years, come to find out God had this plan right in my little hometown that I grew up in to have the coffee shop and to have a mission, you know, behind the coffee shop of loving and serving these people.
Yeah, I love that. So tell us how it works. Tell us where the coffee shop is there in Mechanicsburg. Tell us how do you turn the coffee shop into helping the kids that are aging out of foster care?
So the coffee shop is located at 130 Gettysburg Pike. So it's right across from Paul B. and Stouffer's of Kissel Hill and all of that there, right on Gettysburg Pike in Mechanicsburg. But we basically, you know, we operate like a coffee shop. It's, the, you know, the thing that's so amazing and the thing that just blew my mind when I started is the community involvement and our customers and just the way that they just are consistent in our business, but also consistent and a community to the youth that are in our program.
Yeah.
So we will receive like a referral. And then when we receive that referral for a youth, they come into our program and they go through the process of, you know, mental checking, making sure that there's mental wellness supports, therapists, that kind of thing, working through trauma and things from their past. And then we work slowly through just the basic needs, you know, the housing, the transportation, the, you know, career. What do they want to do? A lot of them haven't taken the time to stop and think about what they want to do when they grow up.
Right.
And so we spend the time going through that. Of course, there's a lot of bumps, ups and downs along the way, as you can imagine. But it's neat how God has allowed us to be that support and that community to each of our youth, each one of our young adults. And really, we feel it, and they say it, that we become kind of their family.
Yeah.
And our goal is to stick with them forever, as long as they'll have us.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to see how that happens, but how the community and the people there in the shop really come along for the ride too, and just love these kids, you know, just as much as we do. So God's doing something amazing right there in that community, not only in the foster care, you know, in the kids we work with, but he's doing so much more just with support groups and things that go on there in the shop and the day-to-day just relationships that are built there.
I love it. What's your favorite coffee that you guys have?
Oh my goodness. There's a lot of good ones. I mean, I love good old straight coffee, yeah. which is a must have in the morning. But we have a latte called the Honey Lavender Latte.
Ooh.
And so that
you got Annie's attention.
Yeah, that's kind of become my favorite, you know, afternoon cup. So yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. If folks want more information about the coffee house and what you're doing, how can they find out?
Yeah, so the best place to follow us is on social media, Facebook and Instagram, because we post that regularly with the upcoming. We have live music every Friday night. We have a lot of community events and stuff like that, open mic nights and things like that. So that's the best place to follow us on a consistent basis. But we do have our website, which is thecrackpot.com, www.thecrackpotcoffeeshop.com.
Very good. Thecrackpotcoffeeshop.com. Or you could type the Crackpot Coffee Shop into Facebook and Instagram and find out where you guys are at.
Yep.
Very cool. We're going to talk more with Emily coming up in just a bit. Also on the way, Lauren Daigle, Brooke Lidgertwood, and more.